Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, the Kroger cut, by the ruler, gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Today is that day which Nora Williams and Freddie Lang will remember as long as they live, for it will be marked on their hearts' calendar as the day they wed and went out into the world together as man and wife. It's morning in the Gibbs home, and already the guests have arrived. Upstairs in Nora's room, Penny Gibbs helps the young bride-to-be into her wedding dress.
Oh, Nora. Oh, still.
Oh, it's crickets, Miss Gibbs.
I'm so nervous. I'm not still anywhere.
You're a little bit shaky myself. Come on, now, put your arms down.
Oh,
I didn't muss my hair, did I?
Oh, just a strand or two is out of place where we can fix it.
Turn around now, darling.
Oh, that's it. Oh, Miss Gibbs, does the dress fit all right?
Mm-hmm, fits perfectly. Oh, you look lovely.
Will I look nervous, too?
Nothing to be nervous about, Nora. But even Mother isn't a dither.
Well, what makes people nervous when they're getting married? There's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, everybody wants it to be just right, that's why. Oh, come on, now, turn around once more and let me look at you.
Is it all right?
Oh, Nora, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Well, you can't see me shaking, can you?
No, darling. You can't see me shaking either, can you?
No. Oh, I guess it's just butterflies inside, isn't it? Well, I wish they'd go away.
They'll go away as soon as it's over. Now, let's fix that hair a little bit.
Oh, I can do it, Miss Gibbs.
No, come on now, let me.
Well, if you want to.
Oh, I've never seen your hair look so lovely. Oh, always wear it long, will you? It's too beautiful to cut.
Well, Freddie may want me to cut it, though. And now that I'm grown up, don't you think...
Well, marriage won't make you age as suddenly as all that, Nora. No, darling, stay a little girl as long as you can and as long as life will let you. You'll be grown up long enough.
There we go.
I think your hair's about perfect now.
Oh, you do?
Let me see it from the front.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. So now I think...
Oh, I'm in here, Mother. Here's the flowers, Penny. It's almost finished.
Oh, Nora, darling. Why, you look absolutely lovely.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, here are your flowers, darling, and they're almost as beautiful as you.
Oh, crickets, I've never seen such pretty flowers. Oh, I don't know why you're all so nice to me.
Nora, no tears. We'll have to fix that face all over again.
I won't cry, Miss Gibbs. Maybe I just thought the flowers might need watering.
Oh, that's better. Everything's almost ready, Penny. And Dr. Judson says we can start any time.
Oh, good. Is Freddie all right, Mrs. Billings?
Well, with a little help from Johnny Keith and Professor Rogers, he's holding up rather well.
Oh, poor Freddie. This is probably the longest moments of his life.
But we're all ready.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Williams will be up in a moment. And when you see your father in the doorway, Nora, you'll know it's time.
Oh, crickets, I'm getting more scared every minute.
Oh, it'll be perfectly painless, darling. Well, I better go back downstairs and make sure the guests are all seated.
All right. Nora, just let me look at you once more, just once.
Yes. Oh, am I holding the flowers all right?
Oh, I'm just right. Now, all we have to do is wait for your father.
Miss Gibbs, is the minister stern looking or is he nice?
Dr. Judson's very nice. I don't really know him because he's new. He took Dr. Harris's place only last week, but you'll like him. He has a wonderful smile.
He won't be mad if I say anything wrong.
No, darling. You'll remember what to say.
Right.
Besides, he tells you everything as you go along.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't you worry. Everything's going to be perfect.
I keep thinking about Freddie. It must be awful for him to have to be serious.
Crickets won't be awful if he doesn't behave himself.
Oh, I think he will. I saw him talking to Dr. Judson a little while ago. Freddie was very serious.
Oh, I hope he stays that way. Oh, I think he will, though. Oh, Miss Gibbs, you're all so good to me, and this is going to be such a wonderful day. I never dreamed it could be like this. I couldn't ask for anything more perfect. Well, there's nothing missing. Well, it's almost as good as if my mother were here.
There is that one thing missing, isn't there, darling?
Is it wrong for me to wish her to be here, is it? Is it showing a lack of appreciation for all you've done?
No, Nora, it isn't. This really would be a perfect day if your mother could be here.
I always hoped she would. Well, I mean, I hoped I'd have a new mother someday after my real mother died. But I guess she was so wonderful, Daddy just couldn't find anybody to take her place. I hope Mother knows about this somehow and knows how happy I am and that I found people so wonderful they almost take her place.
Maybe she does know Nora.
Oh, I wish I could be sure. Oh, I wish she could be here. I always get a little lost feeling inside when I think about her. I mean, it's awful when you know somebody's gone away and won't ever come back. There's always a little feeling of unhappiness inside.
I know how it is, Nora. The feeling grows at times like these. Almost shutting out the happiness. Almost giving you a feeling of guilt because you want to be happy. I know, Nora. I know how much is missing for you today.
Well, I'm not going to let it spoil things, Miss Gibbs.
No, darling, don't let anything spoil this day for you. Because it is your day. It's the day that every girl looks forward to all her life.
Oh, Miss Gibbs. Oh, Miss Gibbs, I've spoiled everything. I've said the most awful wrong thing I could possibly say.
No, Nora, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I have.
Darling, it isn't what you said. It's what I began to think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right, Nora. I'll stop thinking about it. Now I see why you and Freddie wanted to postpone your wedding. You knew I'd be a sissy and think of my own it might have been.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, it isn't too late. We can still put it off.
No, you're very sweet, but it's much too late. And even if it weren't, I wouldn't think of it. Darling, this is a day that you've looked forward to, and I won't have it spoiled. Come on now. Hold your flowers a little more than ankle. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Will you ever forgive me, Miss Gibbs?
There's nothing that needs forgiving, so let's forget all about it. Nora, it's your wedding day.
Mm.
And in a few minutes, you're going to be married. It's a day to be gay and have lots of laughs. A day so perfect that we'll remember it all the rest of our lives.
Well, sure. That if any persons are joined together otherwise than as God's word does allow, their marriage is not lawful. Wilt thou, Frederick, have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor her, and keep her in sickness and in health, forsaking all others? Keep thee only unto her so long as thou both shall live.
I will.
Wilt thou, Nora, have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love him, comfort him, honor him, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
I do.
Frederick, with your right hand, take Nora's right hand.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And now repeat after me.
Uh-huh.
I, Frederick, take thee, Nora, to my wedded wife.
I, Frederick, take thee, Nora, to my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish, till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I plight my troth.
To love and to cherish, till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I plight my troth.
And now, Nora, you repeat after me. I, Nora, take thee, Frederick, to my wedded husband.
I, Nora, take thee, Frederick, to my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I give thee my troth.
To love and to cherish.
Steady, crickets.
Till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I give thee my troth.
Now loosen your hands. The ring. Place the ring on a finger, Frederick.
All right.
Now repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee
wed. That you may so live together in this life, that in the world to come, you may have life everlasting.
Amen.
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 Well, crickets, that was it.
Oh, Freddy, darling.
Look here, young Miss Lang. I have an age priority that lets me be the first to kiss a bride. After you, of course.
No. Go right ahead, Mr. Billings.
God bless you both.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Billings.
Don't thank me. I want to thank you. Well, Johnny, you're next.
Well, with pleasure. Say, where does the father come in?
Well, I don't know what the rules are, Mr. Williams, but... I guess you'll come in here.
All right, come on, fellas. We'll take it. Hey, where'd Gypsy go?
Oh, she was here a minute ago, Freddie.
I think she went into the other room. Maybe she...
Oh, well, I'll go out and get her, Dr. Judson.
I'm sure he's all right. Mr. Williams, shall we start the festivities?
Oh, I think that's a fine idea, Mr. Billings. I've acquired...
Oh, Penny, you poor kid.
It's just more than I can take. I guess I'm a sissy.
Oh, sissy, nothing. Now, come on, you want to go for a walk?
No, thanks. I can't. I have to go back with the others.
No, you don't have to. Not now, anyway.
I promised Nora I would. And I promised Freddie to be a lovely wedding with no tears. Oh, Johnny. I guess I never realized how much it hurts to have a broken heart.
So Nora and Freddie are now Mr. and Mrs. Freddie Lang. Will Penny Gibbs ever recover from the tragedy of her own broken romance? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, the Kroger Cut, by the ruler, gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy ends, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.